This is WFJS 1260 AM Trenton, WFJS 89.3 FM Freehold, WGYM 1580 AM Hamilton, and WSMJ 91.9 FM North Wildwood, Cape May. Communicating hope on Domestic Church Catholic Radio.
Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
For the next hour, we invite you to come to the throne of grace and pray with your host, Bruce DiBacco. Lift up your prayers of blessing, adoration, petition, intercession, thanksgiving, and praise. Be a part of this special hour of prayer by calling right now, 609-493-TALK. That's 609-493-8255. Bruce is looking forward to praying with you.
Thank you, Cheryl. I certainly am looking forward to another hour of just praying with you folks and praying and joining all together so that we might be able to come boldly into the throne of grace. That's what, the whole idea when we say it comes from Hebrews, where the writer of Hebrews tells us, we don't need to be, hesitant or afraid, but we can boldly come right into the throne grace, right into the throne room, rather, and right into the throne of God and bring our petitions, because that's where we're going to find our help and in our time of need. And, that was a pretty radical thing to say way back then, because if there was a king and you just walked in on his presence, you probably were not going to walk out. They're probably going to carry you out. But God is saying, no, I'm not like that. I am here for you all the time. And with that in mind, hi, Jim, you're going to tell people how they can get a hold of us.
Hey, Bruce, buona festa di San Giuseppe. So it's Feast of St. Joseph.
St. Joseph, yes.
That's right. So in a special way, we can invoke St. Joseph's mighty intercession today as well. Friends, yes, we're here live on this Tuesday, March 19th, first day of spring as well. And we do have phone lines open today. So if you'd like to call in your prayer request, you can do that, and Cheryl will be glad to take your call. And you can text to the same number, 609-493-8255. That's 609-493-8255. And again, you can text to that number, text your prayer request, or if you want to call it in and pray with Bruce over the air, you can do that now, 609-493-8255. Or if you'd prefer to email us, you can go to our website, domesticchurchmedia.org, and up on the top of the screen, just click on the word pray, and you can submit your prayer request that way. Or if you are on your free Domestic Church Media mobile app in the upper left-hand corner, you see those four squares, just tap that. A little drop-down menu will appear, and about halfway down, prayer request is one of the options. Just tap that, and you can submit your prayer request right from your phone as well. But again, the phone lines are open today, and you can text to the same number that you either call or text, 609-493-8255.
Thank you, Jim. And as usual, we're going to take a little moment now and allow me to pray for all you who are listening and for those who probably will be listening a little bit later on. Then we're going to pray for our priests, especially this time of year. It's pretty busy for them. And so we know that they get tired, like the rest of us, and the old enemy would love to trip them up if he could. And so we need to just surround our priests with a wall of prayer. So as usual, I'm going to be taking this prayer right out of God's Word and from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 17 and following. And that's a good idea. If you sometimes you're looking for something to start you to connect with God in a real personal way, and you're just looking for something, open up the scriptures, Psalms or somewhere, and you'll see so much time, especially in the epistles, where Paul is saying, I pray for you for this. Peter says, I pray for you for this. And so you can then say, take that as your prayer and kind of put it in your own words. So let me pray for you all who are listening now in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I ask that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, to give you the Holy Spirit, who will make you wise and reveal God to you so that you will know him ever more deeply. I ask that your minds may be open to see his light, so that you will know what is the hope to which he has called you, and how rich are the wonderful blessings he has promised his people, and how very great is his power at work in us who believe. The same mighty power and strength which he used when he raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his own right hand in the world above of heaven, might each of you be filled with that power to the glory of God our Father. Amen. And now, Lord, we pray for our priest. And this prayer is coming from Philippians chapter 1. Lord, we pray for our priests that their love may abound more and more in knowledge, understanding, and all discernment, so that they might be able to clearly discern what is best and may be pure and blameless until the day of Christ. Fill them with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ, to your glory and praise. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Bruce. And again, friends, we are coming to you live today on this Feast of St. Joseph, March 19th, first day of spring. If you have any special prayer requests, now is the time to either call in or text or email those requests to us. Please don't wait until the end of the program and give us a long list of prayer requests, because now's the time.
Gotta get them in now.
That way we have time to pray for them. So do that, 609-493-8255. Don't be afraid. You know, if you want to call, again, Cheryl's sitting here to take your phone call. She'll either patch you through if you want to pray with Bruce live over the air, or if you just want to let Cheryl know what that prayer intention is, she'll pass it along to us as well. But again, text or call, same number, 609-493-8255. Or email, go to our website, domesticchurchmedia.org. That's domesticchurchmedia.org. And up on the top of the screen, you can click on the word pray and submit your prayer request that way. We are live on this March 19th, here till about 5 of 3, so now's the time to take advantage of this prayer time with us.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jim. So I assume that you have a beautiful big St. Joseph's table there in the studio with you?
Well, you know, we're going actually up to St. Magdalene's. They have a 7 o'clock mass, and they're going to have some nice sweet treats in the
okay.
foyer there. So.
Yeah, we have one at the parish, too. Mm-hmm. Last year it was on Sunday, and they really did a huge one. This one, it's in a little bit more low-key.
Okay.
Unfortunately, getting everything set up, I couldn't make it because it's probably just about over now.
Oh, okay.
So anyhow, so it's a great tradition that I thought was pretty neat.
Yeah.
The first time I saw it.
So, you can break your Lenten fast today.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I hope so. Okay, so there's a prayer for a son, Garth. He's a U.S. Navy aviator. And he's starting some new training courses. And so this parent is asking that we pray that he does well, and most of all for his safety and his possible deployment, and that he would serve God wherever he is and wherever he might be stationed. So let's pray for that. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, I thank you for this prayer request from this parent for Garth. And I thank you for Garth and for his service to our country in a very dangerous kind of a profession, position, however you want to call it, Lord. Being an aviator, it's a very, very needed thing, but it's also a high-risk situation. And so, Lord, especially a Navy pilot, I watch all the old war movies and the new things and about trying to land that great big fast jet on a little tiny kind of platform in the middle of the ocean. So Lord, I do pray for him in this training, whatever that training is, that he might come through, he might learn what he needs to learn to keep safe and to do his job the way you've called him to do it, and be most effective. And most of all, we pray that he would never really need to use a lot of that training for war purposes, Lord. We do pray for all of the men and women in the armed services, be they pilots, sailors, arms, the Marines, Navy, all of them, Army, Air Force, you know them all, Lord. And, of course, the Coast Guard, we've got to remember those, too. All of those who are serving us in the National Guard, We thank you for them, and we do pray, as this parent is asking, for their safety as they pray for their son. And I know there's a lot of parents out there that are praying for their sons and daughters who are serving, and we just pray for them. We pray that you keep them out of harm's way. And for especially for Garth, that this parent is praying, that obviously he's a believer, and that he would be able to serve you well, Lord, and his neighbor, this parent says. So those that he's around, might he be a real light in whatever dark places you happen to have him now. And so, Lord, again, we ask for protection. We ask him doing well in this course. And we do pray for this parent, and perhaps there's parents, that you would just give them a real calm assurance that you're going to take care of them and their son. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. 609-493-8255. That is the number to call or text today to send your prayer requests Bruce's way, and have not just Bruce, but all of our listeners and people literally around the world praying with you and for you, because we are being heard on so many different platforms. So a great day to pray and to ask for prayer on this great solemnity of St. Joseph. So the number to call or text, 609-493-8255. That's 609-493-8255. Or if you'd like to email, you can go to our website, domesticchurchmedia.org, and up on the top of the screen, click the word pray and submit your prayer request that way. But again, the phone lines are all open, as is the text line. And we're here until about 5 of 3, so now's the time to get those prayer requests in. 609-493-8255. And Bruce, here's someone who asked for prayer. Please pray for my sister and myself so that I may see out of my left eye again.
Ooh, okay. Okay, out of the left eye. All right. For her sister?
Pray for her sister and then for herself, that she can see out of her left eye.
Okay. All right, now I got it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's pray in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, I come to you on behalf of this individual who is praying for their sister. Lord, you know who this woman is. You know all about her. You know her needs. You know where she is. You know the things she's facing, even at this moment, perhaps. And Lord, so we just pray for your blessing and direction in this woman's life. Lord, you know exactly what you have in planned and what you see as her future and where you would like to have her tomorrow, next week, next year. Lord, you know all about it. And sometimes, Lord, she needs to go here or there to get to that point, needs to be doing this or thinking that. And Lord, so I just pray that you would just bless her with that understanding and discernment, that you would help her to spend time, extra time in your presence, in your word, in prayer, Lord, that she might be able to hear your voice and then obey and follow you. For we know, Lord, that if we follow you and hear your word and do what you want, it always turns out the best for us, so we find the most joy. As we read even in Paul and Peter's epistle, that sometimes we are going through difficult times, but we can still find joy in you even in those times, if we stay connected with you. So I pray whatever's going on in this sister's life, whatever she needs, Lord, that you would fill it according to your wonderful purposes. And then for this individual, this sibling, Lord, I don't know whether it's a man or a woman, but they're praying that they might be able to see out of their left eye once again. Lord, you know all about that. You created our eyes, and you know why she is not seeing out of that eye. And so, Lord, I would pray that you would intervene. Whatever needs to be done, Lord, I pray that you would just direct this person to some further help, perhaps, someone else that might have a different insight to what's causing this. But, Lord, you know, I always like to start off by asking for your divine intervention, that, Lord, you would perform a miracle here. We've seen you do it through your word, where we see that Jesus just reached down and touched the blind man, and he saw. And so, Lord, I'm praying that through your Holy Spirit, you might reach down right now and touch this left eye, that you might put your finger upon it and just touch it, Lord, because we know that there's power in you, and there's power to do things. We see you created things through your finger. You just touch things, and things happen. And so many times the finger of God comes, and great things happen. So, Lord, I just pray that you would touch this person, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. All right. 609-493-8255, my friends. That is the number to call or text if you have a special prayer intention on this first day of spring and feast day of St. Joseph. Mm-hmm. 609-493-8255. The text lines are open. The phone lines are open. And, Bruce, we have a prayer for a couple. I don't know. I probably shouldn't say their name. Didn't say I shouldn't, but I'm always a little wary of that.
Yeah,
but it's a couple who have had 5 miscarriages, and now they're pregnant again. So we're going to pray for that pregnancy.
Okay. And, you know, Jim, just along that line before we pray, I have another prayer request here for 2 individuals who come. This prayer request has come in several times, and I just want the person to know to put this in that you know, these 2 people are ill and they have financial needs. And so I don't often mention even first names, mm-hmm. especially when there's 2 names together. It's going to be pretty obvious
right.
who we're talking about.
Right.
And so the Lord knows, folks. So this couple, the Lord knows their name, and we don't need to know the name, or we don't have to remind him who
mm-hmm.
it is. So let's pray in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord, I come to you on behalf of this very sad situation for this couple that longs to have children, and in 5 times that has not come to full term, as you well know, Lord. And so I first of all think of the heartache that they must still carry. The very thought of losing 5 children is beyond what most of us can even start to imagine, and the pain that must be within their hearts. And I pray first of all that you would, again, with your finger, you just reach in and touch their heart and draw them close to you. And Lord, I know they'll never forget, but I ask that you'd reduce that pain and bring healing to their hearts. And then for that little one within their womb, in this mom's womb, I pray that you would just form that little one perfectly, and that, Lord, through your divine care, that you would just wrap your spiritual hands right around that little tiny, tiny beginning of a little tiny cell that turns into a whole person, which to me is just mind-boggling. No matter what people say, that little cell is still a person. And so, Lord, I pray that you would just bring that to just help form all the little legs and feet and all the organs and everything so that there's no problem. And that you'd help mom, that you'd help her physically to be able to accept this, and that there'd be nothing. There's many different reasons, I guess, for miscarriages, Lord. But so I pray that if there's some imbalances or something, that you would just wrap your arms around this whole situation. And I'm not saying it's mom's fault or anything like that, but Lord, that whatever is causing these, that it won't happen this time. And that you would just, I'm sure this mom has got to have a lot of fear in her right now, and dad too, that they just don't want to lose another one. But Lord, I just pray that you would just give them the assurance, and that you would bring about a perfectly formed, full-term, healthy, wonderful baby. And Lord, we're not really concerned. I'm not really concerned. I'm sure they're not either, whether it's a boy or a girl, just so it's healthy and comes full-term, Lord. And that you'd protect mom in the delivery, and that you'd help her, Lord, just to recover. And that, Lord, this would be just a wonderful, wonderful, happy family in love with you and their little one. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. All right, 609-493-8255. That is the number you can call or text, my friends, to pray with Bruce for your special intention, whatever that might be. Maybe you've promised someone else that you would pray for them. You want to share that? And now's the time to call or text 609-493-8255. That's 609-493-8255. Bruce, Gwen asks us to pray to St. Joseph and St. Anthony to help her find a very special rosary that she misplaced.
Okay. Let's do that. And I know some our rosaries become, the more we use a particular set of rosary, the more precious they become to us. So let's pray for this lost rosary. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Lord, I come on behalf of Gwen for this very, very special sacramental that she has lost. Lord, and you know right where it is. And so I pray that through the intercession of some saints that we thank you for, first of all, we thank you that you've given us, as I was explained to me, a family in heaven, friends in heaven who will pray for us. And I can't think of anybody better to pray for us than those that are right there with you, and especially St. Joseph and St. Anthony. So, Lord, we just pray that you would open up Gwen's eyes, that you would put upon her that impression to look, even though she might have looked at that same place five times, but you might tell her just exactly to maybe look at it from a different angle or something, Lord. So, Lord, you know where this rosary is, and, Lord, I have seen things like that happen so often in my life where a thing was gone, lost forever. It just wasn't in my pocket anymore. It was in the morning and afternoon was gone, but somehow the next day, there it showed up. And I know that you can do these things, especially things that are close to our heart. And we thank you, Lord, that we can come to you. Nothing is too small to come to you about. And nothing is too large. Nothing you will never tell us, look, just deal with it. You always want to get involved in our lives. You want us to come and say, look, Lord, I'm really missing this. I love you, and this has been such a part of my life. So please bless Gwen with some special eyesight and just divine discerning thoughts that you might, through your providence, get her in the right spot at the right time and put that thought upon her that she might just look down and there's the rosary. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. 609-493-8255, my friends. That is the number you can text right now, 609-493-8255. Or call if you would like to speak with Bruce and pray with him over the air. You don't have to give your name. You can remain anonymous if you so wish. Or just call and give Cheryl your prayer request. She's taking phone calls today, 609-493-8255, or go to our website, domesticchurchmedia.org, and click on the word pray up on top and submit your prayer request via email. Or if you have our free mobile app, those four little squares in the upper left-hand corner of the app, when you open it, tap that, and then a little drop-down menu will appear, and about halfway down, there's an option for prayer request. Just tap that and type out your prayer request that way. But again, the text and phone line is the same, 609-493-8255. And we did receive a text, Bruce. First, okay. I thank God for you. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
Then this individual says, we all need prayers for our families, our country, and the world. Well, that's all encompassing right there, Bruce.
Boy, you're not kidding.
Our families, our country, and the world.
Boy, that is a great prayer request. Let's pray. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Lord, I just come to you on behalf of this individual that has a prayer request that's probably on most of, if not all of our hearts, Lord. We pray first of all for our families. We pray for those that are close to us. Our whole world is our close family. And then for our extended families, Lord, and for those that are around us, Lord, please keep your hand of protection upon them. Keep them close to you, and if they don't know you, if they're not living for you, if they're not walking with you, if they're not within the church, Lord, I pray, or if they've wandered away, Lord, that you would just make this a family that prays together, a family that goes to church together. All of our families, Lord, they're all hurting. There's so much division, and so we pray, Father, for those families that are just going through such difficulties now. And we know, as if any of us had just turned into Dr. Ray, we know that so many now are starting off wrong by not getting married, and that this statistically makes even worse breakups, and families are broken up, and children are suffering, Lord. So, Lord, we need your soothing balm of Gilead, as it were, that ointment of love in our families. Help us to forgive and help us to just stand back for a moment before we start to say things, and that you would just help us. And there are those that are struggling financially. So, Lord, we just put all of our families in your hands. And we thank you. We think about what a great job St. Joseph did. And so we're asking that we might have those same kind of homes that are just centered around Christ, and that you might just be the center of our lives. And so, Lord, our country, Lord, I don't even need to get political to tell you and to ask you to help in the mess that our country seems to be finding itself in. Every day something new seems to come up that we say, I can't believe that. So, Lord, when our country has so wandered from you, we have basically, the majority, turned our back on you. Our political system has turned its back on you. We've enacted laws so that we restrict your Holy Spirit's work, and we put all kinds of restrictions on what people can say. And we're in a spot where if we talk about you, it's hate speech. And so, Lord, I just pray that your Holy Spirit would once again sweep our nation. Lord, we're people of many, many religious backgrounds now, and many all kinds of things, Lord. And we need that unifying Holy Spirit to give us the truth of those that don't know you, those that are not walking in your light, those that deny you, Lord. Because that seems to be, from my perspective anyway, Lord, the crux of all of our nation's problems is that we have not followed you. And you've given us so many examples in your word where your very chosen people would choose not to follow you, and there's always been disastrous results. And that goes for the whole world. It just seems to be getting worse and worse. So, Lord, it's your world. You are in control. And we know that one day you're going to give us just exactly a brand new world and a brand new heaven and earth. And, Lord, but I pray that people will be prepared for that time. In Jesus' name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
609-493-8255, my friends. That is the number you can call right now. Coming to you live at 226 on this March 19th. 609-493-8255. Or if you'd like to text your prayer request in, you can text it to the same number, 609-493-8255. And Bruce, I have a text that came in with three prayer requests on it, so I'll share them all with you, and you can.
Okay.
First of all, a prayer of thanksgiving for the healing of Maddie, M-A-D-D-Y. You prayed for her.
Mm-hmm.
She'd been hospitalized for stomach bleeding and some other issues, but there's been a healing.
Praise the Lord.
So, Maddie, thanksgiving. John, who is 97 years old and getting a pacemaker.
Oh, okay.
Praying for healing, quick healing there. And then for Carol, Carol lost her right leg last year and now needs surgery to improve circulation in her left leg.
Mm. Okay. Right leg. Okay. And, yeah, I'm going to have to take a break just for a second here. But I thought, you know, I know we're going to have a very special time in a week or so. And could you take a couple seconds and just tell us about that radio talk?
Yes. I guess 2 weeks. 2 weeks from now, it's Easter week, Easter Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. That's April 3rd, 4th, and 5th, our annual spring radiothon, my friends. And it's so important that we have these events only because that's the only way we can do what we're doing now, by bringing Catholic radio to you and to so many in our listening areas and really around the world, because we use all these other platforms. This is the only way we can do this. We ask you to support us with your prayers first and foremost, but also your financial assistance. And Easter week, Easter Wednesday, Easter Thursday, Easter Friday, we will be having our annual spring radiothon. And it is because of you that we're able to proclaim this beautiful Easter message, the risen Christ. And my brothers and sisters, the world needs to hear this message now more than ever. So I'll ask you between now and then, again, it's Easter Wednesday, Easter Thursday, Easter Friday, that's April 3rd, 4th, and 5th, 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. We don't interrupt programs all day long. We come kind of in and out. You still are able to hear some of your favorite programs along the way, but we have to come to you and share with you our needs and pray that in the glorious season of Easter, as we celebrate the risen Christ, as we proclaim that Easter message around the world, that you will pray for us and you will financially support us, because without you, we can't do it. So mark your calendar, April 3rd, April 4th, April 5th, Easter Wednesday, Easter Thursday, Easter Friday, and join us for our annual Spring Radiothon. We need you, my friends, in order to be here.
Right, and I'm looking forward to that again, Jim. And sorry about that interruption.
That's okay.
Just in case these folks don't need to know, I'm way about 400 miles away, and sometimes I don't know where my wife is, and sometimes there's an interruption that I just have to take care of.
Okay, there you go.
So that this is the first time for that one. Okay, so all right. So let's pray for Thanksgiving, for healing of Maddie, and for John, 97, getting a pacemaker. God bless him. And for Carol, who recently lost her right leg, and now she has to go in for, I believe, for an operation or some kind of treatment.
Surgery to improve circulation in her left leg.
Yeah. In her left leg. Okay. So let's pray for that. That's got to be a scary thing. Mm. Okay. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Lord, I just thank you for answering prayer for Maddie. Lord, I just thank you. I know that you answer prayer, and every time you do, it's like, wow, like I didn't expect it. So, Lord, I just thank you. I do expect you to answer prayer, but yet you still awe me every time you do, and I thank you. We thank you, and I pray that you'd continue to keep your hand upon Maddie, that, Lord, you just bring her to complete healing and restoration, and that she'd be able to get on with her life, and that this would not plague her again, and I thank you. And then, Lord, for John, I thank you for a 97-year-old person, Lord. I thank you for the blessing of many years. Not a whole lot of people have that kind of blessing, and I do thank you that he's been getting a pacemaker. And I pray that would go smoothly and it would correct whatever difficulties with the rhythm in his heart, and that you'd give him even more years, Lord. And I just continue to have him be the blessing of knowing that you take care of people. And so, Lord, I thank you for that. And I pray that you just guide all those that'll be doing this operation, this little procedure. Not little, it's kind of a big deal. And so, Lord, I just pray for that and it would all work well. And then, Lord, I come to you with Carol. Lord, the loss of her leg last year and her trying to cope with that and now having circulation problems in the other leg. So, Lord, I do pray that this surgery would correct that situation and that, Lord, already that, Lord, as she's trying to cope with this physical handicap of a lost leg, and now to have to do this, and just going to put her out of commission for a little while again. So I do pray that you'd surround her with supportive people, with helpers, with prayers, with people who would encourage her, and with those that I'm sure in loss of the leg only a year, that there's still probably some physical therapy and some adaptions that she has to make. And so, Lord, I do pray that this surgery would be perfect. And that, Lord, maybe perhaps even before this surgery happens, through your divine mercy, you might just clear out whatever might is stopping this circulation, that you might improve that, Lord. But most of all, Lord, I pray that you would just embrace her, hold her close to your heart, because I'm sure that this has got to be a very troubling thought, Lord, that with really the one good leg she has now has difficulties. So it's got to be a scary, scary time. So, Lord, we know that you're bigger than any scary things. You're bigger than anything out there that we'll ever face. And we thank you, Lord, that you're right there with her right now, comforting her and surrounding her with your presence. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. All right, my friend, 609-493-8255. That is the number to call or text if you have a special prayer request, 609-493-8255. Or if you'd like to email us, you can go to our website, domesticchurchmedia.org, and up on the top of the screen, click on the word pray and submit your prayer request that way. And we did receive an email prayer request from Patrick. He's an Air Force veteran, and he is seeking employment shortly.
Okay, great. We'll do that. And Jim, so I don't miss out on this one, this two gentlemen. I don't know whether they're brothers or whether two within a family. I know they're in a family. I can't name their name. But they've been ill for a very, very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And they're struggling financially because of that. So I'm going to do both of these together. So I don't miss this one again.
Sure.
All right. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Father, we come to you on behalf of Patrick. We thank you for his service in the Air Force. We thank you, Lord, that here was someone who stepped up to the plate and volunteered to serve you in this way. And we thank you, Lord, that as a veteran now, Lord, he's... I don't know how long he's been out and how long he's been out of the Air Force. But, Lord, he's looking for a job. And I pray, Lord, that you direct him just to the exactly perfect spot for him that would meet all of his financial needs plus some, and that you would just give him a spot where he'd find fulfillment and that he could be a witness for you. That, Lord, you have that spot for him somewhere. And I pray that through your divine providence and for the gift of discernment that you put upon his mind, that you would connect him with the very person who's looking for someone that has his skill set and his ability. And that, Lord, somehow, we could never work things out the way you do. And so, Lord, I do pray that you would just guide him to the right spot and that you'd help him to find that job that's out there for him. Keep him encouraged. And, Lord, I pray that... in the meantime, that you'd help him with all of his financial needs as well, because we know you own the cattle on 1,000 hills, and somehow you can make things stretch, Lord. I just think about the little jug of oil and the vat of some flour, how you kept that going for that widow for so long. And, Lord, you can make things stretch. So, Lord, I just pray you'd meet this person's need, and we thank you for Patrick. And then for these two gentlemen, I don't know anything about them, only their names, and you know who they are. But, Lord, I've gotten this request before, and we prayed it for a while back, so this illness must be still going on. So whatever the illness is that they're struggling with, I do pray, Lord, that you would intervene, that your Holy Spirit would come down and bring them health. I don't know how old they are. They might be two children. They might be two adults. They might be two brothers, they might be people in the same family, cousins or whatever. But Lord, they might just be friends. They might not even know each other. This person might just be asking for these two gentlemen who need help financially because of their illness that has put them in a bind. So Lord, I just pray your intervention. I pray that you would bring them back to health. You'd help them somehow, Lord, to get the financial help that they need and that they'd be able to find good work once you've healed them, to be able to meet the needs that they have. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. All right, my friend, 609-493-8255. That is the number to call or text, 609-493-8255. Or if you'd like to email us, you can go to our website, domesticchurchmedia.com. .org, and on the top of the screen, click on the word pray and submit your prayer request that way. But again, the phone lines are open, and Cheryl is happy to take your call, 609-493-8255. Bruce, we have a request that came in from Patricia asking for prayers for family members to return to the church. Well, that's a very common prayer. And also for families that are that need to be unified, the family unity.
Okay, absolutely. That's a good one. And you know, that's over the years, I think that probably is one of our biggest requests for families, number one, and then children to return.
Yeah.
And so let's pray for Patricia, her family. And for, I guess if I understand, for her family or just families in general?
Well, she has families, so I'm assuming families in general, yeah.
Okay, let's pray in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I thank you for putting this request upon Patricia's heart. What a wonderful thing. Again, we pray for families, especially those that are in turmoil. those that it's amazing, Lord, for those families that are close. We're talking, first family, not even distant family, the local family, mom, dad, brothers, sisters, who are at each other's throats, who won't talk to each other, who walk away from each other, who get angry and just say and do very difficult things that make matters even worse, and then it causes separation. And we know the old devil's sitting over in the corner just clapping his hands and being so happy when he sees that. But it breaks your heart, and it breaks so many hearts, moms, dads, children's, brothers and sisters and cousins, Lord. Lord, we know that this is not your plan, that it's a disordered situation, and so often that disorder starts because many of us aren't exactly where we need to be spiritually. That, Lord, we confess there are times that we need to be more forgiving, more understanding, that we need to be the peacemaker sometimes. And so, Lord, we just pray that your Holy Spirit would descend upon all of us. In these broken homes, Lord, in these homes where there's no unity, Lord, if there's one of them or a believer, then I pray that you would really give that person some real encouragement to be the peacemaker. And that, Lord, we know that there are times that no matter how hard we try, someone wants to be alienated from us. And Lord, so I pray for those that hearts are broken over children who've walked away, for moms or dads who have just left. And so, Lord, and for the financial bind and the social bind that they're found in. So, Lord, please bless these families. And then, Lord, we do want to pray for all of those who have children who have walked away from the church. So many have done that, Lord. And unfortunately, so many actually just even walk away from the Lord, walk away from you completely. They just throw up their hands and say, I don't want anything to do with God or the church or any of that religious stuff. But Lord, help them to see it's not anything, it's not religion, but rather it's an intimate relationship with you. So Lord, I do pray that you would just help those that have walked away, that you would put something on their heart, especially this Easter season that we're going to come up to, that they might remember, have pleasant memories, and say, I need to get back to this. I need to try that. And so, Lord, we just put that before you, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. 609-493-8255, my friends. We're here for another 10 minutes or so. So if you have a prayer request, now is the time to either call or text 609-493-8255. Or if you'd like to email, you can go to our website, domesticchurchmedia.org. And on the top of the screen, click on the word pray and submit your prayer request that way. But again, the phone line and text line is open, 609-493-8255. And we got an anonymous caller, Bruce, okay, who called in and asked for prayers for a good friend who is hoping for justice and resolution in a legal matter.
Okay. Okay. Justice and resolution. Okay. Let's pray for that. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Lord, we pray for Anonymous, whoever this person might be, who is coming on behalf of their friend, Lord. And how good it is that we have friends that would come before the throne of grace for us on our behalf. How wonderful it is to have people who will pray for us. And Lord, this person that they're praying for, this friend, is going through some real legal difficulties, and they need justice and resolution to a legal matter, Lord. And I don't know what it is. There's so many legal matters that could, but whatever they are, they all just cause us such stress and anxiety. And Lord, we all want justice, and so does the enemy would like to see just the opposite. He would like to see us just totally ripped apart by things. And so, Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit again, that your Holy Spirit would just come and bathe this whole situation. That, Lord, there would be that this individual, this friend, who it's obviously it seems has been wronged in some way, that they would find justice, and not revenge, but justice, and that whatever this issue is, it would be resolved very quickly, and that pleasantly, as pleasant as it can be, and that this would be something that would not cause a root of bitterness to start in either party, Lord. And so, Lord, I just pray for this person. I thank you for Anonymous bringing this in. And for all of those who are going through difficult legal situations that just seem to drag on forever, we do pray for that. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Do you have any more there, Bruce?
Yes, I have one that from a family, excuse me, from a family my wife just came up with one that came in on the phone here at home good. Yes. Can I mention who called?
Sure.
Yeah. James. Remember James?
Oh, sure.
Yeah. He says he can't get through. So anyway, he has a prayer request. I'm just going to read here, but I have another one too, for someone who, this is a grandparent. It seems that, the grandparents, I don't know whether their daughter or son, have walked away from the church, and now they have four grown or almost grown children who all are very much lost from grandma's point of view. They don't go to church. They mock out God. They've just walked away. And so it's kind of the result of a parent walking away from the church that the result kind of goes down. And so they're praying that somehow folks get back to church, but somehow the Lord would intervene in the lives of these four older, well, I guess only one's a teenager from what I see here. The rest of them are all in their 20s that just have no part of God and seem to be totally lost spiritually. So let's pray for them. Lord, I come to you on behalf of all of our young people. Lord, I consider these all young people who are so confused and lost by the things the world has told them about you, and told them about following you, and just the world just has made such a mockery of you, Lord, and our young people are so confused, and they're looking for answers, and we know that there's no answers out there, and you don't even have to be a Christian to know that there's no answer to life problems out there. They're just not, the world does not offer any, it just gives problems, but you have the answer. You have peace and joy and meaning and life. And that's what we're all looking for. We're looking for inner peace. We're looking for joy. We're looking for meaning in life. And above that, Lord, we're looking for something beyond. And although people now won't even admit that there is anything after death, we know that there is. And deep down inside of us, we sure hope that there is. Everyone does. And so, Lord, you have that answer too. So I'm praying for these four children that are walked away. I'm praying for the parents, and I'm praying for grandma to really just have that situation where she can sense your presence, and continue to pray, and we'll thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And then, Lord, I come to you for a family member at Elizabeth Ann Seton up there in Three Bridges who is having chemo. Her name is Kathy right now. And she's right now listening, and so we're praying for that. And then there's something here that after chemo, obviously there's no eating, and she needs nutrition, and pray that she would have an appetite. So let's pray for Kathy in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Lord, I come to you on behalf of Kathy, and I thank you for James calling this in, and I thank you for the church member up there that has shared this with James to call in. And I just love that family, a Christian family there in St. Elizabeth Ann Seton there in Three Bridges. And Lord, so I don't know Kathy. I don't know who she is. There's been several Kathys that I remember, so I don't know which one it is, and I don't need to. You do. And right now, as she's receiving chemo, you love her, and you're right there with her. So make your presence very, very real to her. As that chemo drips into her veins, Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit would just seep in even deeper. Just give her a sense of peace and reassurance. Let her know that you are there with her, that you're going to walk through this. And Lord, I'm praying for an absolute miracle that between your mighty power and your word and your Holy Spirit and this chemo drugs, that you'd completely heal her of this cancer, that you would bring her to full recovery, Lord. Lord, I have no doubt, and despite what people might say or might think, I know that you can heal. And you don't have to be right next to someone. You don't have to physically be present. You can just, like as you did as a centurion's child, you just said the word. And across distance, you can heal. So, Lord, I'm praying for healing. And when Kathy's chemo is done later today, I know she's going to feel nauseous. She's not going to have an appetite. And obviously, this has been an ongoing problem. So, Lord, I pray that she'd be able to eat and have some nutrition. That somehow, Lord, that maybe perhaps there's something, the supplements that you might be able to give her, to give her this energy. But I pray that you'd be able to give her that appetite for her favorite food, perhaps, or something, and however be able to keep it down. But, Lord, I know that this chemo really can wreak havoc on people. But you're there. And you're promising to help her. So whatever these effects have been, I pray there'd be none this time. That, Lord, you would just bring her right straight through this. You'd bring her healing. And the next time the doctors look to see how progress comes, they're going to find the cancer is gone. And we'll thank you and praise you. And I thank you for James and Helen bringing this to us. In Jesus' name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. All right, Bruce, one more, I guess, before we hear the music come in.
Okie doke.
Please pray for a young woman, and again, I won't mention the name, who's undergoing breast cancer surgery tomorrow.
Okay. Let's just pray for this surgery tomorrow in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Lord, we hear this so often, Lord, that Lord, it's almost like common practice now. We hear people that are suffering from breast cancer. And Lord, I pray on behalf of this young woman. You know who she is. You love her. She's your child. And that, Lord, I pray that you would hold her close to you. Lord, I just pick her up right now, and I put her right in your arms, right up to your throne of grace, Lord, where she's going to receive all the help that she needs. I pray that you'd comfort her, you would take the fear from her, and that this surgery would be a success, that it would accomplish exactly what the doctors would want to accomplish. But again, Lord, I ask for your divine intervention, that you would be the one who'd bring healing. And we thank you that you've given doctors and surgeons and different research people the ability to understand this a little bit better and to be able to help people. But it seems it's still drastic. And so, Lord, I do pray that you would bring about healing any way that you want through this person, the surgeon, the surgery, or that you would just reach down and touch this situation, Lord, that you'd remove this breast cancer from this person, and that whatever the case with this surgery, you'd bring a quick recovery. And I know that's going to be painful and difficult, and I pray you'd surround this person with your care and with loving, supportive people that would encourage her. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Well, we have about probably 30 seconds here before the music comes in, Bruce. So that's all I have on my end.
That's all I have on mine.
All right. Well, we know there are many, many others out there who didn't get a chance maybe to call in or text in or a little apprehensive, but we want to remind our listeners that, Bruce, when anyone fills out the prayer request form and submits a prayer request on our website, you get it right away, and mm-hmm. you don't wait till the first or third Tuesday to start praying.
No, we start praying right away. So
we'll encourage your friends, if you have any special prayer requests, go to our website, domesticchurchmedia.org, and up on the top of the screen, click on the word pray. And then you can submit a prayer request, and right. Bruce will get it and pray for you right away. So,
right, and a blessed Easter to all of those who are listening.
Amen. You too, Bruce. Thanks for being with us.
All righty. God bless you now. Bye-bye.